You are back on Tuesday Drive with Kendra and Dan, and we are joined in the studio by Adam Hathaway of Adam Hathaway and the Haunters and Thomas Ibista. You were just listening to a track, Big Night, which is off the new album Wollaston, Texas, that came out on the 26th of March. How are you guys doing in this lovely Christchurch day today?
I'm happy. I'm reasonably happy. Yeah. How about you?
Pretty good. It's been a beautiful day. What about you, Dan?
Yeah. Reasonably happy is a good summary, actually. I'm pretty good. Surviving. We've talked about how nice it is today. We've talked about how it's a Tuesday and not a Monday, despite feeling like a Monday. So pretty good.
Is it Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was Monday.
Public holidays. Then. Yep. There you go. First surprise. Yes.
Are you slightly more reasonably happy now?
No, Tuesday's worse. So you've really thrown me into the deep section now.
Wicked. How are we going to come back from that? Personal question. Let's try with personal question. Will that help?
Why not?
Can you tell us?
Yeah.
What's your favourite snack?
Favourite snack? Oh, I don't know. I like eggs.
There we go.
I like eggs.
Eggs are good, man.
I like eggs.
How do you cook your eggs?
Scrambled.
Add milk or as is?
You gotta try cream, bro.
Okay.
Cream.
Yeah. A little bit. It's a naughty egg snack, but
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess eggs isn't a snack, but I like eggs.
Well, who decides what's a snack? You can eat eggs as a snack.
Yeah.
So, the album has been out for a little over a week now. It was recorded at the Sitting Room in Littleton.
Yep.
Bandmate and fellow haunter Ryan Fishman was mixed it.
The Fishman.
It is truly Christchurch collaboration.
Yep.
How does it feel to have it out in the world, released?
Good question, Kendra, so thank you for asking me that. It is good because, like, sometimes you just don't know how you feel, and I usually, to be honest, do not know how I feel, but I feel real good about this album. Oh, it's 420. I feel real good about this album out because I forgot about it. It took so long to come out.
So when did it get finished? When was it finished?
Well, it got recorded before lockdown last year, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of the ones lost in the vaults.
Yeah. I was trying to get it done, but, you know, things get in the way. And so I kind of stopped caring. And now that it's out, I'm actually quite happy with it and quite happy about the whole thing.
So between lockdown and now, what's been happening with it? Just threw the washing machine in the dryer a few times?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Just, you know, organizing the release and getting it mastered and trying to promote it and, you know, and everything. And and get it to coincide with a tour. And I don't even know. I don't even know why things take so long, but they do. And so in the meantime, you just keep working and make other music and do whatever.
We like to overthink things, don't we? That might help.
Yeah.
Might cause things to take a long time.
Mm.
You just mentioned there that you were about to jump away on tour. You just announced a 7-date tour kicking off in Wellington on the 9th, here in Christchurch on the 16th. What are you excited about to get back on the road?
Yeah, all of it. So excited. So, yeah, that's really soon. So it's in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because today is not Monday.
No, it's not. When do you get on a plane to Wellington? Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yep, and Tom here is going to play some percussions on this tour sometimes, and some organ and stuff, and there's a bit of a great bunch of buddies just coming in, and it's going to be real fun.
Good. Yeah. So you're going to struggle to take eggs on a plane with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any personal has to come with me items?
Licorice.
Ah. Yeah.
Tour nice. Essentials.
Yeah.
And then here in Christchurch, you have Daniel Armstrong and the Monsoons, who will be supporting at Castle's Blue Smoke on the 16th.
Yeah.
What captured your attention to get those guys on the bill with you?
Well, someone just showed me his music and it sounded like it fit real good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. You guys should play his stuff on here sometime.
It's good idea.
It's it's kind of similar to us in a way that it works. It'll work real well as a show, but also real different in a lot of ways. Like, it's pretty tight. Like, it's indie rock, it's good songwriting. I'm not saying in which ways that is similar to us, but for a show it'll be good.
All work well together.
And so. I just like him.
That helps?
Yeah.
That helps
massively, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're playing a couple smaller cities along the tour as well, in Blenheim, Oamaru and Whanganui.
Mm.
What brought you there, as opposed to just the main stops?
Well, I just, like, think that four-date tours are not... I mean, if you're going to organise a tour, you may as well do more. I just enjoy it. So those particular places are some of our favourite locations we've done before.
Wicked. So you've played all of those three places before?
Yep.
Awesome. Yep. Do you have a favourite of the three? Or is that too deep?
I've only played in Oamaru and Whanganui once each, but they were really good in different ways.
Grain store.
Yeah, we did that with they had a piano there, and it was a really nice evening, even though it was the dead of winter. It was freakishly cold. And
is this Oamaru?
Yep, that makes sense. And there weren't many people. But it was, you know, a beautiful night and a really interesting venue. And
yeah? So was this called the Grain Store in Oamaru?
Grain Store Gallery.
Wicked.
Surrounded by art.
Mm.
Oh, epic. That's cool.
So where can people get tickets from if they want to come along?
I'm an art buff, by the way.
Definition? What's an art buff?
Oh, I just love art. Nice. Yep, under the radar.
Beautiful. And now, because we're on RDU, we can't let you away from here without talking about Roundup and what happened when you won that 2018. It was the last live Roundup competition that there was. How did things sort of change after that, and like what was the process from there to now? Like it's only 2.5 years.
Basically, and I know that I will say this on my deathbed, there were always two halves to my life. The build up for the first 23 years up to winning Roundup 2019, and everything since.
Yeah.
And I would like, and I just hope that when I my last words are, and when I die on my deathbed, I say to my family all gathered around me, in relation to the Roundup experience, that was the tits.
Summed up wonderfully.
That's a send off.
Yeah.
Memorable.
Yeah.
All right. On that, can we use on that bombshell? On that bombshell. We're going to shut up and let you play some music now. We're actually going to ask you guys to shut up and play some music now.
Okay. Shut up and sing.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the tracks you're going to play for us now before you kick off and do it?
Yeah. This is a rocker, but we're taking it down to the acoustic level, and it's called Wasting Our Time.
Beautiful. Off you go.
Thank you. What do you know? You're home again. I want you to know you're my favorite kind of friend. While you're looking out for love, watch out, here come. Don't forget to have some kind of fun. Love and affection is wasting our time. Love and affection is wasting our time. You are the best one to weigh on my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we both know everything's gonna change very soon. It's been 5 whole minutes and I'm pretty sure you're still in tune. Well, I'll follow her online. It's time again to follow her all down the lane. Yeah, love and affection is wasting our time. Love and affection. Our time, you are the best one to weigh on my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Millions of billions and little bit familiar ain't even there. Thinking that you're coming back for a medicine cause you're looking out for love. I hear it come. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. Yeah. And that was our first ever acoustic in the studio on our show. So.
Are we having another one, or is it just one?
Just one today, but we will continue them because they're great. Yeah, great. That was awesome. So
it was privilege.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that is off the new album, Woolston, Texas. Where did the name come from?
Well, it's just two different place names that existed in some kind of way in the same sentence, you know. And so it's not a real place, but it is.
It is indeed.
Inside your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woolston, you know, it's a magical place in Christchurch.
It definitely
where we're going to be playing on the 16th of April at Blue Smoke in Woolston, Texas. And, so please come.
Please go. Everyone, please go. Now, I'm seeing a harmonica on the desk. Have you ever played a harmonica solo? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you?
No.
Yeah.
No. You don't feel like playing one?
We can do. I can do a song with harmonica solo if you'd really like to hear it.
Yeah, I think we would.
Let's do it.
We must.
Can we change the game, Kenny? Can we do that?
Yeah, we can.
Let's do it.
Are you sure that's all right? I mean,
yeah.
Okay. We'll do mutineer then. And do you want to do a quick Solomon Grande, Thomas?
Solomon Grande, born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, blah 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 blah, and Duncan. And that is the story of Solomon Grande.
Whoa! I loved the last bit.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll do a short version of the song.
Okay.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum. Hoist the mainsail and here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Well, I was born to rock the boat. Some may sing, but we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out of here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Yesterday, we laughed at shadows. Lightning flashed and thunder followed us. You could never find us here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer.
Incredible.
Oh,
harmonicas, that's amazing. I've got a crush on them.
It's real easy to play.
It's easy to play.
Real easy.
Yeah? Wow. So easy to master, or is it just as simple as it sounds?
It's just the easier one of the easier instruments, because they're all, each one is just stuck in one key and you just blow and suck.
So each little place is a different key, each little segment of the harmonica.
No, every different harmonica, so I actually have like 10.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then so it doesn't matter where you go along and it's still in the right key.
Yeah, there's some rules, but okay. For major keys, that's generally the rule, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you just learn a couple of licks and you go for it.
Epic.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Promo vid for harmonicas.
You can listen to those two tracks on by going to streaming platforms or Bandcamp, which is where you should be going to support and buy the album from Adam Hathaway and the Haunters. Woolston, Texas, out now. You can see them next Friday night at Blue Smoke. Thank you very much, guys, for coming in.
Sorry to interrupt. I just think I've got the Solomon Grande down now.
Oh, mate. One more. Finish us off.
Can we combine that with a harmonica, or is that going to not go hand in hand?
Yeah, try.
All right, here we go.
We're ready.
One, two, three, four. Solomon Grande, born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, died on Friday, was on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That is the story of Solomon Grande.
Yes!
Beautiful. You thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
That it's is really, okay.
Really cool. Yeah, appreciate it.
That was fun. Nice. Now we're playing another tune.
Now we're going to kick on to some ads.
Oh,
see you after the break, guys.
You guys are welcome.